USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
Florida Democrats visited the Homestead Temporary Shelter for Unaccompanied Children in Homestead, Florida today and got the chance to speak to some of the 70 children who've been separated from their parents. Senator Bill Nelson said he was pleasantly surprised with the condition of the facility.
We want to see these children get back with their parents because of the emotional and the mental toil that they're going through not being with their immediate family.
Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz was also pleasantly surprised.
Children appear to exclusively all be from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. They just seem happy and healthy.
A different story in southern Texas, according to activist Domingo Garcia.
If a parent or anybody put a child in a cage, like what we're seeing in some of these facilities, they would be charged with child abuse.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Vice President Mike Pence traveled to Pittsburgh today to throw his support behind Republican Congressman Keith Ruffus. He'll face Democrat Connor Lamb in the November election. The vice president touted the economy, saying the country needs conservatives like Ruffus in Washington.
Congressman Connor Lamb has stood with the liberals in Washington, D.C., and not with the common-sense conservative people.
South Carolina State Representative Kate Arrington will undergo surgery for serious injuries in a fatal crash yesterday. Arrington defeated Congressman Mark Sanford in his re-election bid. A grenade was thrown Saturday at a massive rally in support of Ethiopia's young new reformist prime minister, killing one and injuring dozens, but leaving the prime minister unharmed. Hospital doctor Binyam Anuti says many of the on-call doctors from his hospital were at the rally when the explosion happened.
We had an emergency space reserved, and everybody was on standby, including all the doctors, and they came from their home, actually. Some of them were also in the demonstration, and they accompanied the patients.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Another step forward for the women of Saudi Arabia. They'll now be allowed to receive licenses and drive vehicles. It was the only country left in the world that didn't allow women to drive. This woman says it'll help her be more independent.
I would like going places. I love traveling, so I would love going by myself. If you know driving, you no need to depend on someone. Like now I have to depend on my father to go anywhere.
But women in Saudi still need a male guardian's approval to buy a car, open a bank account, marry, and get on a plane.
Shame on you! LSU!
Members of the Michigan State University Board of Trustees plan to sell some $500 million in bonds to pay for settlements related to sexual abuse perpetrated by former university doctor Larry Nassar. Trustees also gave Vice President of Legal Affairs and General Counsel Robert Young the authority to move forward finalizing settlements with more than 300 plaintiffs currently suing MSU in the wake of the Nassar scandal. Many protesters called for the resignation of interim president John Engler, but the Board of Trustees refused. Mexico built on their opening game victory over Germany by beating South Korea 2-1. ESPN's Steve Nichols says Mexico performed admirably.
Me, Mexico, again, good to watch. Looked great on the counter. Chicharito with the second goal I thought was a little fortunate. It was basically a double touch.
Yeah.
But you know what? Who cares? It's the fact that it hits the back of the net that counts.
The Mexicans went into the game with confidence high after their shocking 1-0 opening win over reigning champion Germany in Moscow last weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.